the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
It's popping. I always do that in the beginning. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. It's the Mosh Gelton Show, and we're getting down tonight. We have been voted Creative Loafing Best of the Bay 2023 Best Radio Show in the business. And we're also nominated this year for Best Radio Show, the Mosh Gelton Show. Trying to beat Mike Calta Show and the Bubba the Love Sponge Show and the Big Gay Radio Show. So, cool people, the Big Gay Radio Show. We've got a dope-ass show tonight, guys. We've got, we're going to talk about some bands. You know how we talk about our music. We've got two bands that you'll know the names of. I'll play a song you'll know and a song you might not know. We also got trivia time for you guys. So, like, this trivia time, you guys are going to like, because it's very easy. It's about music, obviously, drummers or bass. And I already gave you too much information. But welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. Ian Buck, how are you?
I'm feeling great, man. You know, just been working on my car every day. You know what I'm saying?
Just been working on your car every day. And since you got it, that's it. You've been working on the railroad with the
car.
Man,
I have some common issues, though, coming up. Working on the car, I was driving around town, got home, and unfortunately there was a screw in my tire, y'all. So
the worst.
Yeah. Had to do the old bacon strip repair, you know, the old, you know, like the classic puncture kit, you know, you get. So I had to penetrate that hole, right. Ream it out, you know what I mean, get all the grime out of that with the good penetration, smooth action, and I plugged it up with a solid fat plug.
That's what's up. And if you're ever near Newport Richie, very good, by the way. If you're ever near Newport Richie, these guys will plug you up for about $15. There's some Russian dudes with some pretty gritty pluggings, but they'll put one in your hole for you if you need it.
They'll do it right.
$15. I forgot the guy's name, and I'm not telling you to go there because this is not a call to action. This is the news. There is a Russian guy that I know of that will patch your tire and penetrate your hole with a big, large ream.
Only for $15?
$15.
It's a steal.
Jay Scress.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited for the show.
Excited for the show?
I am.
Anything interesting happened since last Tuesday?
Nothing really. Just been hanging out. I'm off work till Sunday, so I've just been chilling and doing some Uber Eats just to make a little extra while I'm off work.
So you're doing the old, you're doing Uber Eats. You're going around and bringing food to people on that app.
I am, yeah.
How is that?
It's not too bad. It's pretty good. It's fast, you know, cash for a few hours.
Do you have to see people?
Sometimes they want you to hand the food to them, but usually just leave it at the door.
Mm. And how much you making per like?
Maybe like $50 for like a few hours.
$50? That don't sound bad.
No, pretty solid. Bad. Yeah.
I've been trying to tell Buck. I'm like, Buck, you're on one of the number one radio shows in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
If you did an Uber Eats job, then you can make your own schedule. Mm. We got to get you on one of these radio stations. Bro, I told Little Kreb, he had it. Little Kreb had it for radio.
Yeah.
But he kind of wasn't as stable. You're more stable than me.
You think so?
Yeah. So, you know, Bob's got it. You've got it, though.
Mm.
So, like, and I've been in this business, what am I, 38? I've been in this business 25 years, maybe a little bit longer. I can look and I can tell who has it and who doesn't. Who's going to need to work so much harder than the other person and who's going to be able to glide. And if you went for it, you'd glide.
Wow.
So I could just see it. Just like I was telling Tranquil, like Joe Hoppus. I'm like, bro, I know this. You got it. You can make the songs. You just got to make these songs. put out these YouTube videos, spend the money. You got it. You've got it, bro. I know this. I could spot it. And it's almost like I could see somebody with $1 million right in front of them and then they just turn around. Maybe they don't believe what I'm saying, or.
Well, so most people say, you know, like the professionals, experts, they say that talent isn't everything. You know, it gets you most the way there, but it, you know, people who have a lot of talent, they got issues with being consistent, right? So it's the people who have the consistency that really overturns, you know, surpasses those with the higher talent.
Completely agree. Yeah. And consistency will beat talent every time. However, if you've got talent and you have the capability for consistency, at your age, starting off as many yards, meters ahead of the rest of the pack with a mentor like me, seems like an open and shutter.
Yeah, like a no-brainer, one might say.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he just needs to go to any one of these. I think whoever, if there's any promo spots in any of these radio stations, I need you guys to tell my boy Buck this. Oh, man, Rob McManus, come on down. If you guys haven't heard this song, Come On Down by Rob McManus, it's the greatest song of all time. And here on the Mosh Gelatin Show, we love it. This is Come On Down by Rob McManus. It will be. I promise. You would either start off and you'd be like putting up tents.
Yeah.
You know, doing Du Bois stuff, whatever they need. You may be running the board somewhere. It could be a little radio station, but all you need is to have that radio station background when you're, and then you're gonna be lit, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Check it out. Let's get to a little. You guys want to start off a little game here?
Let's
get
do
you
it.
Guys hype. All right, this is trivia time in the Mosh Gelatin Show. Not even 8 minutes in, and we're going right to trivia time because we're feeling it. Trivia time in the Mosh Gelatin Show. There is, according to a song lyric, and you know we got Jess and Buck here, so figured we'd had to augment our trivia time game because they're not the two most spectacular players at that this trivia time.
I mean, right. I am kind of.
Sometimes you are.
Sometimes.
You do. You okay? I got a question for you then. According to a song lyric, what is it?
Oh gosh, really that broad of a question?
Do you know it, Buck?
No.
What is it?
According to a song lyric, what is it?
It is
the best day. It is.
The best day of our lives.
Oh, it's cool.
Ah, she saw me look down.
I did. Song.
It's cool, man. Come on. I thought he was going to say it, but he didn't. We love you, Rob. All right, this game, though, it's going to be called Drummer or Bass Guitarist.
Ooh.
Okay.
Drummer or Bass Guitarist. So we're going to go back and forth. We're going to start with ladies first, Jay Scress.
Okay.
Of course.
I'm going to ask you a question, Scress.
Okay.
I'm going to say, is this a drummer or is this a bassist? And you're going to tell me
what
you believe the answer is.
Okay.
So you ready for the first one?
Ready.
Is this person a drummer or a bassist? Neil Peart.
I'm going to go bassist.
Jess goes bassist. Incorrect. It was a drummer, Neil Peart.
All right.
Does anybody know who he drummed for?
No, never heard of him.
Rush, the one hand. I believe he had one arm, too.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of the most famous drummers of all time.
Okay.
All right. Ian Buck, is this person a drummer or does he play bass? Dave Grohl.
Ooh, Dave Grohl, drummer or bassist? I I'm not sure, but based off the name Dave Grohl, I'm gonna have to go with he slaps that bass.
Buck goes with slaps the bass. Dave Grohl was the drummer for Nirvana.
Oh.
Dave Grohl. Wow. Two easy ones. They both got it wrong. Neil Peart, the drummer for Rush. Dave Grohl, the drummer for Nirvana, who's now the lead for Foo Fighters. Mm. Dave Grohl was a very famous drummer at one point. Okay, Jess. That's
okay.
All right.
Okay.
It's a tie score.
Yeah.
Yeah. 0-0.
All right. This is drummer or bassist right here on the Mosh Gelatin Show. Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Jess.
Yeah.
Is this a drummer or a bassist? Paul McCartney.
I know who he is. I'm going to say bassist. I don't think he...
You're going to say bass.
Yeah, I don't believe he was on drums.
Jess says bass. She gets it correct.
All right.
Nice.
She gets it correct. Paul McCartney was the bassist for what band?
The Beatles?
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Beatles. Okay. Paul McCartney, the bassist for the Beatles. Okay. Ian Buck, drummer or bassist? Lars Ulrich.
What? I'm sorry. I've never... okay.
For one of the biggest bands of all time, Lars Ulrich.
Lars Ulrich.
Drummer or bassist?
I'm going to have to guess he was a drummer.
Lars Ulrich... Was Lars Ulrich a drummer? He was a drummer.
Oh, good job.
Heavy metal band of the 80s. Who was it?
Lars, I'm going to have to say maybe Metallica.
That's correct. It is Metallica. Yeah. Lars Ulrich was the drummer for Metallica. It's one Jess, one Buck. Let's rock. All right, Jess.
All right.
Bassist or drummer? Drummer or bassist? Krist Novoselic. Krist Novoselic, was he a drummer or a bassist?
He sounds like he's a drummer.
A drummer? Krist Novoselic was a bassist for Nirvana.
Okay, okay.
Krist Novoselic was the bassist for Nirvana, and he was like 10 years older than them. They were like 20, and he was like 30.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
All right, Buck. Drummer or bassist, Nikki Six.
Nikki Six. Oh, I'm going to have to say that's a bassist.
It is a bassist.
Yeah.
Do you know the band?
No.
I do.
What is it?
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue is correct. Good
nice.
Job.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Jess. Bassist or drums? You should have this.
Okay.
Mark Hoppus.
He is a bassist.
Four.
For Tranquil or
I
don't know. I don't know.
Another bandmate of his was Travis Barker.
Oh, okay. Blink 182.
Blink 182 bassist. All right, it's tied halfway through the game. It's 2-2.
Ooh.
All right, Ian Buck. Price of poker is gonna go up here.
I don't know.
Which is this, a drummer or a bassist? John Paul Jones.
Ooh, John Paul Jones. That name actually sounds familiar, unlike the others. I'm going to have to guess he was a drummer.
And if you want to guess the band, if you can guess the band, you get an extra point now.
John Paul Jones, was he an artist in AC/DC?
Nope, it's a good guess. And he was not the drummer, he was the bassist.
Ah.
So, and he was the bassist for Do You Want to Steal on Band? Name a really big classic rock band.
Really big classic rock band. What decade was this?
Nope. 80s? Name one.
Bush. I don't know.
It's all right. Good guess. That was Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Who's it on? Jess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Scress. Give me the band. It's an older oldies band. Was it a drummer or a bassist? Bassist or a drummer? John Densmore.
Huh.
It's getting a little harder now. John Densmore.
I'm going to go bassist.
Of what band?
No idea.
They were around when the Eagles were around.
Boston?
It was neither the bassist or Boston. John Densmore was the drummer for...
I don't know.
Just give me a guess, an oldies band. They're all going to be big bands, so you might get it if you guess.
Bro, I only know like Metallica and AC/DC.
The Doors. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
But if you you guys will trust me, it's when you guess, you guys, I wouldn't tell you to guess if it was something that you couldn't pull out of your butt.
It's just harder because people, you know, the drummers and the bassists get left out.
That's all right. That's why I figured this would work. You got a 50-50 chance as it is, so and you guys are still losing. All right. Who's it on? Buck? All right, Buck. Drummer or bassist? Couple questions left.
Yeah.
Tie score. Jeffrey Allen Ament. A-M-E-N-T. Jeffrey Allen Ament. What band? A big 90s band.
Okay.
And was he a drummer or a bassist?
I'm going to have to guess he was a drummer, and maybe he was a part of, man.
Huge 90s alt-rock band.
Alt-rock?
Yeah, grungy or alt-rock.
I don't know if it's, Outkast?
It's not Outkast, and he was not the drummer.
What? Smashing Pumpkins?
It was the bassist. Good guess.
Okay.
Good guess. Pearl Jam. He was the bassist for Pearl Jam.
Okay. Oh, I don't listen to much of them.
Good guess, though, Jess. All right. So this is another guessable band, one of the biggest bands of the 80s. Was this a drummer or a bassist? Roger Taylor.
Roger Taylor.
Drummer or a bassist?
We're going to go drummer.
We're going drummer for what huge 80s band?
80s band. Is it like a rock, like a hard rock band? Or
It's a rock band. It's rock a big 80s band. Just guess.
I don't know.
Say any band.
Rolling Stone.
Okay. It's not the Rolling Stone, but it was the drummer.
Okay.
It was the drummer. That was Roger Taylor. What band, if you want to guess an 80s band, the biggest 80s?
Oh, if it ain't the Rolling Stones, then, man.
One word?
One word.
One word. Huh.
Metallica?
Good guess. It was Queen. It was Queen.
Queen, okay.
So that puts Jess up one.
All right.
We're doing great over here, Ian. Let me
Jess talk. Has three. Buck's got two. There's two left.
All right.
It's on Buck.
Yeah.
All right, Buck. Scott Gardner Schreiner was a drummer or bassist for what band?
Ooh.
Scott Gardner Schreiner.
I'm going to have to say he was the bassist.
For what band? This is the 90s, early 2000s, and we're actually going to play some of them tonight.
Oh,
Alt-rock.
What's that one band? It's, Three Doors Down?
Not Three Doors Down. All right, it was, did you say the bassist, right?
Yeah.
It is the bassist. Buck comes back and ties. Jess, do you want to steal the band name? It is a 90s, early 2000s alt-rock.
The Killers?
Nope. It was Weezer. Now, this is the win. It's a tied game. We got all the way down here. This is it. Who's it on, Jess?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. So, this is a very heavy black metal band.
Okay.
Jess, was Geezer Butler a bassist or a drummer?
He sounds like a bassist to me.
Geezer Butler is a bassist?
Yep.
That's correct.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So, Kent, what band?
What years? Around?
Heavy metal. Band.
Whitesnake. I don't know.
Good guess. It was actually the opposite of that. Do you have a guess for the name?
Whitesnake. Oh, I'm thinking of a really... heavy metal band, but I don't think it's it. It's a Five Finger Death Punch.
No. It was Black Sabbath. Jess, good job. You got it.
Nice.
That
was a hard one, but it was fun.
Was it fun?
It was. That was like really good.
Drummer or bassist? And I feel like that on this show, on the FM, you know, we don't got a bunch of people in the chat, so we could play that game. And
you know what would be funny? if we did that with politicians and just you shot off a politician's name, very obscure, and was like, do you think they're a Democrat or Republican based off their name?
Oh, that's funny. Not a bad.
Yeah, that's
definitely a great Wednesday show. If when we do a Wednesday show. But no, I thought that was a good game. Yeah, I can do that with lead singers. But then it's like lead singer. You're probably going to know the name of the lead singer. That's why I took bassist and drummer, because I was like, that's going to be where it's at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Just like Skriss said, nobody knows who the bassist or drummer is in pretty much any band.
Yeah, they usually get left out.
Yeah.
Well, Weezer, that band is going to be on the band that we play.
Ooh.
And there's another band that's kind of just slightly after them, but you're going to love it. I'm sure you know the band. I'll tell you when we come back, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. It's Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. You are listening to The Mosh Gelton Show.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, The Mosh Gelton Show airs on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com. The Mosh Gelton Show, Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
What's up? It's Mosh Gelton here, and I totally remember when I didn't like anybody on the radio. I thought everybody sucked. I thought I could do way better. And here I am, 6 months later, and I feel like I'm doing way better. You should tune in to The Mosh Gelton Show, Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. to midnight, to hear the best, the most bombastic, and really the stuff that people won't say because they're scared to get canceled, but we'll toe the line because The Mosh Gelton Show is a little bit crazy. So tune into The Mosh Gelton Show, Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. on Sunshine 96.7 FM. That's what you do.
What up? It's Beatbox Bob, and I'm gonna tell you the only thing that's sicker than me.
Bob, are you sick?
Oh, I'm sick as can be.
Your voice sounds horrible.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm doing the liner anyway because that's how much I care.
Do the liner, bro. Go ahead.
The Mosh Gelton Show is the sickest show this side of the Mississippi. I promise you. Tune into the Mosh Gelton Show. It is sick.
Up. It's Mosh Gelton here, and I totally remember when I didn't like anybody on the radio. I thought everybody sucked. I thought I could do way better, and here I am 6 months later, and I feel like I'm doing way better. You should tune in to The Mosh Gelton Show, Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. to midnight, to hear the best, the most bombastic, and really the stuff that people won't say because they're scared to get canceled, but we'll toe the line because The Mosh Gelton Show is a little bit crazy. So tune into The Mosh Gelton Show, Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. on Sunshine 96.7 FM. That's what you do.
What up? It's Beatbox Bob, and I'm gonna tell you the only thing that's sicker than me.
Bob, are you sick?
Oh, I'm sick as can be.
Your voice sounds horrible.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm doing the liner anyway because that's how much I care.
Do the liner, bro. Go ahead.
The Mosh Gelton Show is the sickest show this side of the Mississippi, I promise you. Tune into the Mosh Gelton Show. It is sick.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, The Mosh Gelton Show airs on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com. The Mosh Gelton Show, Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Hey, you're listening to the Methamphetamine Hour, also known as the Mosh Gelton Show. And this is your boy, Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone. This is the show I listen to when I think about hitting people.
Welcome back to the Mosh Gelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. You can check us out every Tuesday night right here at RadioSt.Pete.com if you're not even near St. Pete. And on Sunshine 96.7 FM. That's 11 p.m. Tuesday nights. I am your host. My name is Mosh Jelton. And in with me, I've got Ian Buck and Jay Scress. And that was a hell of a game. And I do like your idea for the game that you want to play.
I would love to play that game.
With the politicians. And you say a name. Say it again, how that game would go.
Yeah, so similar to just how you said, the last game, drummer, bassist, you throw out a name, and the person you're questioning gets to choose whether they're drummer or bassist. But instead, you would throw out a politician's name and see, all right, what political party do you think they represent based off of their name alone?
Yeah, I like that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Might have to get that ready for a show we're doing soon. But all right, let's get into the music part of this. You said you didn't know Weezer?
Weezer? No, is that a musician artist?
No.
It's a band.
Is
it? Wow. So yes. I like to tell the audience so they know there's an age spread in here. Me and Jess are around, I'm 38, Jess is in the 40 almost area. Buck is 21, right?
Yeah.
So We like to bust out the songs that we used to rock. Let Buck check them out. A lot of times Buck knows them. Weezer, though, you might know him. Here's one of Weezer's big hits. This is Say It Ain't So. They've got a little.
He goes in this. You cleaned up, found Jesus. Things are good, oh, so I hear. This bottle of Stevens awakens ancient feelings. Like father, stepfather, the sun is drowning in the blood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Banging. Bro,
amazing.
That's a banger. That's Weezer. Have you not heard that song?
I have not heard that song before, no.
Wow.
I know. It's so good.
But that band does sound familiar to me. I might have heard a song or two from them.
They're a really big arena band, and they still do arenas, and they've got a bunch of bangers. What did you or not like about that song?
I loved it. I didn't, you know, everything about it was amazing. It was just so soulful and passionate and
say it. Oh, I
slowed and fast. Yeah,
he poured everything into that song. It was great,
and that's what I like to hear. And I got a lot of stuff, but that's what I like to hear when they're pouring it out and they're giving it to daddy. That's what I like to hear.
Oh yeah,
it's the Mosh Gelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. All right, so that was the first one. So this is the. This was still on the radio, but this is one of their lesser known hits. This is Weezer. This is called Hash Pipe. That was a banger when I was younger. When I was your age, that was flourishing.
Yes.
That was really good.
They don't make music like that anymore.
It's Hash Pipe by Weezer. Which one of those songs do you like better by Weezer?
I like the first one better.
Say It Ain't So?
Yeah.
What about you?
Agreed. I agree with Chris. The first song was, in my opinion, better.
Oh my gosh. He gets into that, this way.
Yeah.
It's a water sign away from me that takes me further every day. Oh my gosh, bro. He gives it to daddy. He gives daddy what he's looking for.
Yeah.
Weezer was a big one.
I feel like Ian might know Beverly Hills or something like that.
Beverly Hills, yeah. Rolling.
That's
like a
where,
celebrity.
Yeah. That's
I got no voice tonight.
I wanna be, but living in Beverly Hills.
They got a lot of bangers. Okay, what about If You Want to Destroy My sweater? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pull the thread as I walk away. Never heard that one?
No.
I know he's heard this one. Ooh wee ooh, I look just like Buddy Holly.
And you're Mary Tyler Moore. I don't care what they say about us anyway.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Okay. Heard that one.
Yeah, that one's really popular.
Have you heard of the band Shinedown?
Shinedown? No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to show them these.
I know.
All right, Buck. Shinedown. You know how we like it when they give it to daddy?
Oh, yeah.
Shinedown is a daddy giver.
Is it?
That's all he does. The first track I'm going to play, which is one of their big ones, and then the second track is their biggest track that they have, but with a twist. So here's the first track. This is Shinedown. Get to know him. Oh, you're going to love it. This is Second Chance.
My eyes are open wide. By the way, I made it through the day. I watched the world outside. By the way, I'm leaving out today. I just saw Haley's comment. She was late. Said, "Why are you always running in place? Even the man in the moon disappeared. Somewhere in the stratosphere. Tell my mother, tell my father, I've done the best I can to make."
They give it to you?
They gave it to me. They did mosh.
That song was even crazier than I remember it. And I'm sitting there listening. I'm like, tell my mother.
Yeah. The lyrics are good.
I mean, this guy will scream.
Oh, yeah. What band was that again?
That's Shinedown.
Yeah, see, I've heard that before, but I haven't heard it in a while, and I didn't know what it was called, so.
Yeah.
Who do you like better between what you just heard and then the Weezer song?
Ooh, well, the one you just played by Shinedown, like, because I haven't heard it in a while, it kind of has that nostalgia to it. You know what I mean? It's like something you haven't seen or, you know, done in a while, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is it, daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't know. I think that just hits a little bit closer to home.
I think
both are great.
This way is the water side away from me. I think that takes it just so far from these songs. That first Weezer song is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
He did phenomenal on that job. I don't think anyone could have done better than him.
But these both of these bands will give it to you, Weezer and Shinedown.
Mm-hmm.
Second Chance was one of their first ones, one of their bangers. Their big song, Shinedown's big song, is Save Me.
Okay.
You've probably heard it, and there's a legendary performance. They were at their house having a house party. It says they're at their house, but they are in a house, and they're sitting down on these couches, and one's got a guitar, and they're like, hey, we're going to play a song, and then everyone gathers around, and then so they just do it. It's a cappella in a room on a regular camera. One guy's got a guitar, one guy's just singing. This is Save Me by Shinedown.
You want to hear, you want to hear Save Me?
Yeah!
That was wild, bro.
Yeah, his voice is so good.
They were snapping. He was snapping, bro.
Yeah, he was really getting into it, mm-hmm. you know?
Have you heard anybody get down like that?
Not in person, no.
Well, they are the goatest. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell him about some bands.
Some bands from when we used to listen
to? I gotta answer the office door, but yeah, tell him about these bands.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got, there's so many. One of my favorites is The Killers. You probably heard some of their songs. But yeah, there's so many good ones from the 90s and early 2000s that you probably really like.
Well, The Killers obviously pops into your head first. Do you have like two more that come to your mind?
Let's see. Two more bands. Yeah, one of my other favorites is AWOL Nation.
All right.
Yeah, they are one of my faves for sure. They have some really good songs. And then let's see, who else do I like? There's so many. There's like Good Charlotte. There's Fall Out Boy.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, there's just there's so many, and they just don't make music like that anymore. It's a shame.
No, they don't. That's why I prefer to listen to like the older music.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Because there's lots of stuff that will hit you and you'll be like, oh my gosh, so good.
Yeah.
The stuff will just hit them?
It will hit them.
I hope it hits me in the right spot, the wrong spot.
It will.
Okay, good, good, good.
The stuff will hit him right in the chest. You're listening to the Mosh Gelatin Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And don't forget, we have been nominated for Creative Loafing Best of the Bay 2024. Winners last year. We could be winners again this year. And just know that. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, the Mosh Gelatin Show airs on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com. The Moss Gelton Show, Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
What's up? It's Moss Gelton here, and I totally remember when I didn't like anybody on the radio. I thought everybody sucked. I thought I could do way better, and here I am 6 months later, and I feel like I'm doing way better. You should tune in to the Moss Gelton Show, Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. to midnight to hear the best, the most bombastic, and really the stuff that people won't say because they're scared to get canceled, but we'll toe the line because the Moss Gelton Show is a little bit crazy. So tune into the Moss Gelton Show Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. on Sunshine 96.7 FM. That's what you do.
What up? It's Beatbox Bob, and I'm gonna tell you the only thing that's sicker than me.
Bob, are you sick?
Oh, I'm sick as can be.
Your voice sounds horrible.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm doing the liner anyway because that's how much I care.
Do the liner, bro. Go ahead.
The Moss Gelton Show is the sickest show this side of the Mississippi. I promise you. Tune into the Moss Gelton Show. It is sick.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, The Moss Gelton Show airs on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com. The Moss Gelton Show, Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
You like good radio, right, Bob?
I love good radio.
Should we put on good radio?
We should only put on good radio.
Let's only put on good radio.
Put on good radio now and forever.
Which show puts on only good radio?
The Moss Gelton Show puts on only good radio.
The Moss Gelton Show pops off every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And if you're not near St. Pete, all you got to do is go to RadioSt.Pete.com. So, Bob, are we great?
We're great.
Welcome back to the Moss Gelton Show. I am your host, Moss Gelton, chilling tonight with Ian Buck and Jay Scress, nothing less. We the best. And we just got through those songs, and those songs were super fire. You know what else is really super fire? Jim Carrey doing movies really pumps me up.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to jump right into another topic, but I just saw it on my phone. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is coming out.
Already?
Did you guys see the first two?
No, but I heard that they're making a live action Sonic the Hedgehog, and you know, obviously Jim Carrey is in it, I believe, as the villain. Right?
Yeah, he was in the first one as the villain.
Okay.
He was very underwhelmingly, they used him not enough.
Mm.
They didn't make him look enough like Robotnik. The second movie, they gave him the mustache. They cut his hair. He looked great. Mm-hmm. And this third movie now, it's Tails and Sonic. They've got to go after the dark Sonic. And
okay.
They can't do it without the help of Dr. Robotnik.
Ooh.
So Jim Carrey is going to team up with Sonic to go after these people.
Like the anti-hero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, he hasn't been in a movie in a while, I feel.
Yeah, they keep saying he's going to retire. I'm sure he's making, I mean, they were bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars for these films. So he's like, yo, I'm going to get this money. But the reason why I like Jim Carrey in these Sonic films is because he gets to do his crazy Ace Ventura style. He just gets to go all wacky and zany and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crazy. That's my favorite Jim Carrey jam. I remember when Ace Ventura Pet Detective first came out.
Yes.
And they were showing commercials of the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't even know somebody could do that. I didn't know somebody could act like that. That's not a script. He's just freestyling.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
What's your favorite Jim Carrey movie?
Dude, there's so many.
I know.
Ace Ventura is a great one. Like, that's a huge one.
So you've seen Ace Ventura?
Oh, many times.
All right.
Yeah, calm down.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right.
Jim Carrey, I don't know, man. I don't feel like that's my most favorite one, though. I can't think of other ones he starred in, though.
There's Liar Liar. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's true.
Dumb and Dumber, I mean, classic.
Dumb and Dumber was one. I thought it was kind of dumb. It was funny.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was
for,
dumber.
Yeah, it's definitely like one of those. But
the mask is the one that was the banger.
That's what it is. I love that one, especially because of the jazz. I will go back and listen to Hey Ponchuco. You know that jazz song that they have in the swing club and coming in with the mask.
I think I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ponchuco.
You know. They got a fight in that club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite Jim Carrey movie.
It was almost like, how can we write a movie for this crazy guy?
Right.
We'll just give him a mask that lets him change into anything he wants.
Yeah. Perfect. That was smart. Yeah.
Perfect. He was the best slapstick actor of all time.
Yeah.
So whenever something new's coming out for Jim Carrey, I'm like, yo, I need that in my life.
Dude. Yes. It makes me sad to hear about his retirement. I wish he would just keep making movies, but I understand he's old and brittle bone now.
What are you as an actor? What does that mean? You're a professional liar.
Right.
I guess how you could perceive it.
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, you're impersonating somebody. It's not you, but
You're making people believe in a story. You're making the story believable. When you guys literally, y'all came here with a crew and a cast. Y'all don't know each other like this. That's not your real dad. That's not your real son. And you got to make it look believable.
Right.
So not only do you have to be a really good liar with your speech, but you've got to be a good liar with your whole.
Yeah, and a lot of them take the time to like really get into their character.
And what kind of society pedestalizes, I don't know if that's a word, what kind of society puts on a pedestal? Mm. The celebrities are the best liars. That's who we go for.
Well, they're the best at being able to do it and pull it off flawlessly.
Mm.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be the reverence. It should be the people, the whole man, I could get into a whole thing about all this is wild, bro. All of this is wild. But I mean, the people that we worship are the wrong people. You're set up in a box. Oh, we're going to get all hype. We're going to get all philosophical at the end. It's one big giant prison, bro.
Well, you got a great point there, Mosh, because it made me think many, many years ago when I was a young child. I guess I am still young, but when I was a child, right? Because, you know, you see all these crazy, inappropriate people, right, that are, like, famous for crazy stuff. And it's like, well, it made me think, what is the definition of being famous? Well, it's being notable or popular for something that is good, essentially, is what famous is for. But the opposite of famous is infamous, being notable and well-known for something that's negative or bad. And that's exactly what people like Kim Kardashian are known for, right, for having these huge drama shows that have no beneficial, right, progression to society or us as a whole.
It's time thieving.
Right.
It's just thieving time. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I don't, like I said, I completely agree with everything you just said. And we're in this big, like, so see, picture what a prison is, right? A prison is you got your housing, your apartment housing, your people. There's a yard you can go walk on. There's a commissary you can go buy stuff. There's a TV in the day room.
Mm.
We're sitting here. We're in a box right now. Outside is a bigger hallway than a normal prison. You can go up to the commissary. There's better commissaries out here. And then you go back to your box and you can watch the TV in your day room. This is all.
Oh yeah.
This is
control,
a prison.
Yeah.
This is a prison, and you're being, and there's a video on every corner, on every. So it should be, you shouldn't have to be a slave to everything, bro. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to wake up and have this schedule, unless it's your own schedule for your own business. I've got to work for this and for 40 hours, and I got to do this, and then I go to sleep. You know, you can't ever wake up and say, what am I going to do today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can never just live in the moment because you're indebted to these people, and you're okay with it. You're okay. Everyone's okay with it. Here's my money. Take my taxes. Mm-hmm. I know I live in a box. None of this matters, and we're all going
to
die.
I don't think people are okay with it. It's just,
no one's doing nothing about it.
Right, I know, because you have to pay your bills. You have to drive your car. You have to have your house.
And that's because they believe that's the important stuff.
Right.
Yeah. just like you're saying, man, we're essentially, I guess one might argue, slaves mm-hmm. to the system we live in, because if we were truly free, we would be able to, you know, I wouldn't say do whatever we want, but not be so restricted by the financial demands and constraints of our government and the way it's mm-hmm. set up. You know, you see rich people, right? Money is freedom, arguably, and you see rich people doing whatever they want, right? And how do people get famous? Well, 9 times out of 10, you know, arguably speaking, they get famous by doing negative things. They become infamous. Mm-hmm. So if they gain this money by doing bad things, just like you're arguing with the same point of actors being professional liars, what is this showing the younger generation? What is this showing everybody? That we are rewarding bad behavior.
I agree. And that's why it's always the rebellious side, and you grow up, and back in the day, they loved Madonna because she did some crazy videos, and then Ozzy bit the head off a bat, and oh, he's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And you have gangster rap and all these things that the young people, dude, I'm an old man now. I'm like 40. I'm like, gangster rap, get off my lawn. But like, I'm cool with gangster rap as an art. I love it. I do it. I actually write gangster rap. But like the way that we tried to live that when we were younger, we could have all been way more productive and focused. Our brains aren't, we're focused on get a job, make money, stay alive. There's no transformation. Like they got us locked down right now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And say, what do you do when like almost the entire world is pretty much locked, zombified, and in a zone? How does one person or one group of people get out of that? How do you stop that?
Yeah, it's hard.
It's extremely difficult, especially nowadays. Like, you could argue, right, when the internet became a thing, hey, connecting to everybody across the globe is good. But now, in reality, it just shows other people, like, it gives those people the mentality, the grass is greener on the other side, right? Oh, over there is better than over here. Okay, well, if you lived a week in a person's shoes over in
Swahili,
right, place you're arguing, China, Russia, Africa, so on and so forth, you would not want to live there. Let's be realistic.
Well, if you've already lived here because you're used to here, someone in China might not want to live here because they're used to living there. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But, like, just what is good and what people strive for, it seems to be the wrong thing. People don't have a purpose anymore. They don't know what they're doing. They're floating around. They just think they're living until they die. And whether you believe in God or not, well, that it does make a big difference. But I mean, it seems like it's all
controlled,
discombobulated. Yeah. It's definitely controlled. We're definitely in a big prison and nobody cares to do anything about it.
Yeah. But I got one question for you, Mosh.
What's that?
Because you said you're open-minded to writing your own gangster rap. And I know you would never in a million years, because you're a very respectful person, say that word. But do you ever write it down sometimes?
What, the gangster rap word?
Yeah, you know that word. It's like NWA word.
Nah,
you don't even write it down.
Nah, that's the one thing. Like, I don't even go, like, I don't even think saying any word should make anybody mad. So I actually disagree with the whole premise of that word, but because it's just the one unwritten rule that I refuse to break, I'm going to hold on off on that one. I'm not going to say that word.
Is there like a number of words, right? Because you don't have to tell me the words, right?
Sure.
Of course, but obviously there's at least one word you would never say, but is there any more than one word you would never say?
Nope, that's just the one.
Just that one word you never say.
And I'd never say that in public.
Of course.
I'd never use the hard R unless... No, I would never. Anyways, the Mosh Jellin Show, we don't like that word, so don't mess with that word. You can check us out every Tuesday night right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Also, Monday night live from 8 to 10 p.m. at RadioSt.Pete.com. It's Mosh Jellin, Ian Buck, and Jay Scress. We got down. We're getting down every Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Don't miss it. Right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, The Mosh Jellin Show.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.